Parshas Emor begins with the halachas of Kohanim. Emor, we've discussed other times that sometimes it says a lashon of Dibor and sometimes it says a lashon of Emor, Amira, because there's Aseres HaDibros and Asora Ma'amorois. Asora Ma'amorois, whenever it says Emor, Amira, that's Mushurish in the Bechinas Asora Ma'amorois. When it says Daber, it's Mushurish in the Bechinas Aseres HaDibros. So Emor Lakoinim Bnei Anvomarta, the Losh Dabal Loshna Amira means that it's Mushurish, this parish is Mushurish in the Bechinas in Asora Ma'amorois. We have to understand why. The Allah, first Allah Chatur to Bekoyin is the Nefesh Loi Tame Bamav, you mustn't become Tame Mes. Why? Another halacha we also know is that a kohen cannot marry a grusha. A kohen gadol cannot even marry an almona. Why mustn't a kohen marry a grusha? Be mevarer, what went on over there? And it could be that it wasn't her fault, or it could be that nothing to do with her. What's the intrinsic psul in a grusha why a kohen cannot marry a grusha? And why a kohen gadol can't marry an almona? In this week's parasha, we also have the mitzvah of V'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael in Perik Chof Gimel Pasuk Lamed Beis. V'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, which is the mitzvah of dying on Kiddush Hashem. Why is that in this week's parasha? Also in this week's parasha, Ode Moedim, Eile Moedim, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'mata alei, Moyade Hashem shetikru isa mikroi kodesh, Eile hei Moyade. What are the Moyadim doing in this week's parasha? So it's true that every Moyad, every Yom Tov, we came to the Beis HaMikdosh, therefore it's Shaykh to the Kohuna, Shaykh to the Kohenim. But nevertheless, we have to understand on a deeper level what the Kesher is. Also in this week's parasha is Osvatam Lachem Imochas HaShabbos. Mitzvah of Sfir Soime. Why is the Mitzvah of Sfir Soime also in this week's parasha? But the answer is, in order to understand that the Toichim of Parshas Emor, we have to understand also the Chibor between Parshas Kedoshim and Parshas Emor. Parshas Kedoshim is the Parsha of Kedusha, Mitzvahs Kedoshim to you. So obviously the Kohenim worked in the Beis HaMikdash, that to be an Adarg of Kedusha. We want to discuss something deeper. Right at the end of Parshas Kedoshim, the Rashi quotes the famous Rav Elazar ben Azaria, "Minayin shlo yoyim ha'odam nafshi kotza b'basa chazir." Person mustn't say nafshi kotza b'basa chazir. Person mustn't say e efshi lulbish kelayim. Ma yoyim, what should he say? Efshi. Ma esev obish b'shemayim gozal. What's the pshat in him? Why should a person say efshi avol obish b'shemayim gozal? What's it going to do with Parshas Kedoshim? The answer is the following. It's Yadua, the Helga Chasm Sofer, at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, explaining the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you, and he's explaining why the Parshah of Kedoshim to you had to be said al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says, Melamed shenemra Parshas u'bahakel. Why? Why is the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you said b'hakel? Chasm Sofer explains that Kedusha by Yidin and Kedusha by Goyim is the opposite. By the goyim, the more the poyrish ma'olam hazeh, the more the poyrish, the goyim who want to become kadosh, they hate olam hazeh. They hate olam hazeh. Olam hazeh to them is their enemy. Olam hazeh to them is kulay ra. And in order to rise be kedusha, to elevate themselves, they're poyrish ma'olam hazeh. They don't get married. They move out to isolated places alone. They don't speak to people as much. They hate this world. Kedusha by them is a stira. This world and Kedusha is a stira. By Yidin it's just the opposite. Em says the first mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of Puruvu. And we'll see why soon. The Ramban says on Kedushim to you, Kadosh Atzmacha b'mutzalacha. Fakert. You got to use this world for Kedusha. Shabar b'riyas toivis levilonis toivis lahanis ben b'nei onam. Rabbi Shalom created the world that every part of this world we should use. We should use the world for Kedusha. Even if it's not necessarily directly a mitzvah. If it's a dover reshus, if it's a dover mutah, bring the Kedusha there as well. Even deeper, the tachlis of the whole Bria is everything in the Bria, there's always a choymer and a tzura, there's always a gashmi and a ruchni. The tachlis is that the Gashmi and the Ruchni should become one, meaning that the Gashmi should be Nichlal in the Ruchni. So when you take something which is Gashmi and you elevate it, you're making it Nichlal, you're including it in the Ruchni, it becomes Kulei Ruchni. That's the Tachlis of the whole world. The Gashmi is there to be Meshamesh the person, just like in a Guf and a Neshama. The Neshama cannot bring out its own koichas, El Apoel, without a Guf. So the Guf has to be Meshamesh, the Neshama. The more the Guf realizes it's there to be Meshamesh, the Neshama, the more it'll feel it, Neshama, the more it'll become part of the Neshama, until the Guf itself becomes Kodesh, Kedushas, and Neshama. That's the climax of the Gashmi becoming Ruchni, becoming Ova Metzias, becoming Ruchni. That's the Tachlis of the whole Bria. That's why the first mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah approval, mitzvah getting married. And here we come to a Moed Yisod. The pasuk says in Bereishis, Al kein yazav ishes ove ve'imoy v'dovak be'ishtoy v'hoyu lebosar echad. And Rashi says there, Al yidei nevlad, Al yidei ki mitzvah approval, they become bosar echad. The Oymer Ge'inyan here is Moed. We know in Chazal, in Torah HaKadoshot, the Maral is Marach in many places, that the Zohar, the male, corresponds to the Tzura, the Ruchni, and the Nekeva corresponds to the Gashmi. Just like the Guf is there to be Meshamesh, the Neshama, so too the woman is there to be an Ezer, Kenegdo. So the Zohar corresponds to the Tzura, the Ruchni, and the Nekeva to the Gashmi. In marriage, what happens is that the Ishtoi becomes Ishtoi Kegufoi, even in Halacha. Ishtoi is Kegufoi, meaning that she's Nichlal into the husband. Like the Balatanya says, that's why Kala is Miloshen Kiloyin. Chosn and Kala. Kala is Miloshen Kiloyin. Kiloyin means to destroy. But it means that she destroys her own Metzias, her own independency. And she becomes Nichlal in her husband. So if the Zohar corresponds to the Ruchni, and then the Nekeva corresponds to the Gashmi, a healthy marriage is where the Gashmi becomes Nichlal in the Ruchni. And that's the whole purpose of marriage. V'hoyu l'basar echad. And they become basar echad. Rashi says in the Pasuk there in Bereishis, V'hoyu l'basar echad, they become basar echad al yedei avlad, when the child's born. So, therefore, the first mitzvah in the Torah is Puruvu. Through Puruvu, you're bringing the whole Bria to its Shlemis, the whole Bria to its Tachlis. The Tachlis is that the Gufni realizes that it's Meshamesh, the Ruchni, the Gashmi realizes it's Meshamesh, the Ruchni, and therefore it's Nichlal in the Ruchni, becomes part of the Ruchni. Just like we see in the Moshel by Eliezer Eved Avram, he was an Eved, he was Meshamesh Avram, but the Pasuk says, Shaya, and the Medrash Dashans in the Pasuk, Shaya Zivikunim Daimela, you look like Avram. The Gemara says, Eved Melech Melech, the Meshamesh becomes like the Melech Atzma. So if the Gashmi is Meshamesh, the Ruchni becomes like the Ruchni itself. That's a healthy marriage. So marriage represents this idea more than anything else. We don't find this terminology like we find by Ishtei Kegufoi anywhere else. Ishtei Kegufoi, V'hoyu lebasar echot, says the Pasuk. There are two things, a Gashmi and Ruchni, can become one, can become Kulei Ruchni. That you see the Bechina by marriage. And that's why the Kedusha of Goyim is not the real Kedusha of Pitoyo, because they don't get married. They hate this world. For them, this world's an enemy. So they mafrid themselves, mavdil themselves in this world. But Klal Yisrael, kadoshim to you, kadosh atzmecha b'mutar lecha, says the Ramban. We're using this world to elevate the world, and this world should be nichlal in the world of kedusha. The Gashmi should be nichlal in the Ruchni. That's emes tikkun kedusha. So emes tikkun kedusha. Emes tikkun kedusha is where a person uses the Gashmi to be Meshamish, the Ruchni, and in turn brings the Gashmi therefore into the Ruchni. That which Rashi says, Kadoshim to you, Prushim, Min Aroyas, obviously that's for a person who's on a low Madrega, and therefore he stooped down into the world of Aroyas and Naveiros and Taivas and Yitzhara. For him, Kedusha is Prushim. But once a person's left that, now what's the Darga of Kedusha? The higher Darga of Kedusha is where you can use this world and bring this world up and make this world into a Ruchni sticker world. And that's the beginning of Ishtek Gufay, where the Gashmi becomes Ruchni. And that's Ishtek Gufay, that's why Hayu Lebos Echa. And that's why that's the parasha of Kedoshim Tiyu. And that's why the end of the parasha Taka has this, that every Hashem created this world in order that we should take everything and mimale it and elevate it. So how do you elevate something which is ra, something which is treif, something which is kotza? So that Rashi brings to the end of Parashat Kedoshim, Ad Kedei Kach, that even something which is negativity, even something which is tumah, even something which is naturally mias, a person's got to make an avodas Hashem out of it. If it's here in the world, it's here in the world for us to use it. It's here in the world to be mishamishas. So if a person just says nafshi kotza, so he's saying I've got no shaykhs to it, he cannot elevate it. But if this person says that I would do it, if I would be a goy, I would be eating it. But now I'm a yid, Rabban Shlomo doesn't let me eat. He's made avodas Hashem out of it. That's also a level of kedusha. Anything in this world that is used, obviously a person cannot eat treif chas v'shalom with a kavana l'shem shemayim to be ma'al in its oitzes. Obviously that doesn't go, that doesn't work, that will never work, that won't work. Mashiach comes, arches yomim, says the Chazal, that even basa chazir is going to become tohar, muta. But until then, our connection, our interaction with the dovah treif, our avodas Hashem, seeing a dove treif, basa chazir, how can we make avodas Hashem out of that? By saying that if I'd be a goy, I would eat it, and not because I'm a yid, I'm not. And that elevates it to a certain degree. And that's also an inyan of kedusha. That's why that comes at the end of Parshas Kedusha. So if it's true, the Parshas Kedusha is the parasha that says that don't be mufrish and muvdl. Parshas Kedusha is the bechin of kadosh atzmecha v'mutl lecha. Make shalom between the gashmi and the ruchni that they should become one. Make a shalom bayis between the gashmi and the ruchni, which is exactly the shalom bayis of an ish and ishtoi. With that, we can understand what's going on in the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was exactly that. Not going into now by Richas, we were marach in the book illuminating the sefer, illuminating our day, where the Mishkan, where the Beis Hamikdash, the korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash was, where you brought an animal, you brought a goof into the Beis Hamikdash, and you were mala that goof on the mizbeach, you were making that goof into a dover ruchni. Beis Hamikdash was a mokim, and that's why it's called Beis Hamikdash, because kedusha is where you mala the gashmi and the gashmi becomes nichlal in the ruchni. When the gashmi becomes nichlal in the ruchni, that's called kedusha. That's what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. They elevated the gashmi, the goof, the nefesh of Ahamis, by bringing a behemah, mala the behemah up. And like the Rishonim say, that when the behemah goes up, we have to feel as if we're going up. We have to feel as if we're giving our guf to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mala the guf, that's kedusha. Where the guf's not a steer. Where the guf doesn't demand gashmias. Where the guf doesn't demand kulei taiva. Where the guf is meshamish the neshama. Where the guf wants to eat because he wants to make a bracha. When the guf wants to eat because the person wants to learn Torah. When the guf is nimshach after the ruchnias. When there's a tshuka for the guf to be meshamish the neshama. That's kedusha. That's the Beis Hamikdash. That's why Aaron HaKohen was the oyv shalom v'roydiv shalom. He was oyv shalom ben ish v'isht. What's the shaykhus of Aaron HaKohen making shalom ben ish l'ishtoy? But the answer is, I hei nein advor. Aaron HaKohen was in the Beis Hamikdash. The purpose of the Beis Hamikdash was that the guf should be nichlal in the neshama. The purpose of marriage is that guf should be nichlal in the neshama. When there's a marriage breakup, chas v'shalom, then it looks like as if the guf can't go together with the neshama. They don't get on. They're two entities. That's the opposite of kedusha. The goyim's kedusha says that it's two entities, and therefore it can't go together, and therefore they mavdil themselves, and therefore they separate themselves. If a married couple gets separated, it's like showing that the guf and the neshama cannot go together. Again, we're not speaking about different. There's a different story in every case. We're talking about more ba'ofen ikroni, ba'ofen bepnimius. If there's a marriage, if there's no shalom in ish l'ishtoy, then there's no shalom in avoda the Beis Hamikdash, because avoda is identical avoda. That the guf is meshamish the neshama, the ezer connect the gashmi is meshamish the ruchni until it becomes ruchni itself. So too, that was the whole avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Just like getting married, there's mitzvah kiddushin, because mitzvah kiddushin means when you mala the gashmi into the ruchni. So too the Beis Hamikdash, when you mala the gashmi into the ruchni. And that's why the Mizbeach, we're Marach in the Sefer, illuminating our day, the Mizbeach, Baal HaTurim says was the Sulam. The ramp going up to the Mizbeach was the Sulam. And the Mizbeach was the Sulam of Yaakov Avinu. Malach HaLakim Oilam V'Yerdim Boy. He was Mechaber the Shemayim Ha'aretz. Yaakov Avinu saw the ladder in the dream. Because Yaakov Avinu was on the level where his Guf and the Neshama was one Metzias. Svasema says that's why the Malach couldn't overcome Yaakov Avinu. Because a Malach can only overcome a Guf. A Malach is only stronger than a Guf of the person. But mitzad the neshama of a yid is greater than a malach, says the Svasemes. So the malach came to fight with a goof because he thought he could overcome the goof, but he couldn't overcome Yaakov's goof because Yaakov's goof was kodesh, kedushas on neshama. So Yaakov in it represents, but the goof was nichla into the neshama, became one piece. Therefore the malach couldn't overcome him. So therefore he saw sulam mitzvarta roshem agiyah shemaynu. It's one piece. Malach lekim olam yerdim boy. So, being Oiv Shalom or Oiv Shalom and doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is one thing. And that answers us. Why would it be the Kohen's business, the Kohen Gadol's business, to make Shalom Ben Ish L'Ishtei? What's the Kesh? It's a marriage counselor for that. Why does Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash have to go along with him being an Oiv Shalom or Oiv Shalom? The answer is Heinin Advarim, it's one Avodah as we explained. When that reaches the Shlemus, so then there's no Misa. Just like we just mentioned that Yaakov Avinu from the Svasemes, that his Guf and his Neshama is one piece. Shteit in Gemara and Tanis, Yaakov Avinu Laimes. Only the Guf dies. But when the Guf is Nechla and the Neshama is called Nishmas Chaim. The Neshama doesn't die. The Neshama is called Nishmas Chaim. It's Yaakov Avinu Laimes. That's the sword of Misha Ein Leibonim Chas V'Sham Chashiv Kameis. Because how did it become a Hoyle Basa Echot? How is the Gashmi completely Nichlan and the Ruchni? How did they having a child? Somebody that doesn't got children, Chas V'Sham, is Chashuv Kemis. So, we can understand the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. We can understand why Pasha's Emor, the Pasha of Hilchas Koinim, is Amira, Asura Mamoris, which is the Gashmi, which is what created the world. The tachlis of the Kohenim is to take this world and to elevate this world and to be ma'ala this world. Kedusha is dafka b'mutalacha. Kedusha is dafka in the Bria. Shabari lonis toivis. Bria's toivis. Lonis toivis. Lahanis ben b'nei Adam. Dafka, that's Kedusha. Like the Chasam Soivis says there in the beginning of Pashas Kedusha. So the Kohenim were mesak in the world. The Eka Avodah is lesak in Olam. So the world should also become a ruchnistika place. That was the Shlemus and the Shalim of the Koinim. That's Pashas Emor. For me, it's obvious, Lenevish Leitava Barmov. Tumas Misa, what is Misa? Misa is a separation between the Guf and the Neshama, where they didn't go together. And therefore there's Misa. The Misa Mikdash is the Mokum that makes it go together. So it's a Mokum of Chayim. So Lenevish Leitava Barmov. Misa represents that the Guf and the Neshama, the Gashmi and the Ruchni, cannot go together. So therefore that mustn't happen in the Misa Mikdash. That way you can understand an oimik meyuchad. Why a kohen is also be grusha? What does a grusha mean? The marriage didn't work. Just like a misa is the guf and the neshama didn't go together, and therefore there has to be a pirud. There's misa where they both part in their ways. So too a grusha is the same thing. The husband and wife, the choyim and the tzura, the gashmi and the ruchni. There was supposed to be a matzav where it would all become one. V'hoyu lebasa echad. When that doesn't happen, and here there's an oimik miyuchad, when that doesn't happen, it seems like it indicates that Gashmi is Gashmi and Ruchni is Ruchni. They can't go together, they can't become one. They stay nifrad, they stay separate. It's ke'ilu indicating that it doesn't work. They try, you try, you try, and it doesn't go. It doesn't go means, again, we're not talking about individual and specific cases. We're not speaking a delicate subject over here. We're speaking of life in Ovenekroni. And the Pnimis Advarim. The Pnimis Advarim is that a Gerishin shows that the Gashmi and the Ruchni didn't go together, didn't become one. They didn't become one Metzias. They remained separate. So he made it therefore a coin who's under Aaron a coin, who's an Oiv Shalom Beroid of Shalom, who's Oiv Shalom Ben Ishle Ishtoi. He knew that the Gashmi should be Nichlan and the Ruchni. A coin cannot marry a Grusha. A Kohen Gadol is much more sensitive, can't even marry an Almana, because Almana also means Ki'ilu as a certain separation, it's a separation on a different level. But it's delicate, Atkele Kach, the Kohen Gadol is so dakistic, but the Kohen Gadol mustn't even marry an Almana. That's the Parash of Emma, those are the Hilchos Kohuna. Maybe that's why we understand why the Yomim Tovim are in this week's Parash. Because the Yomim Tovim, we know the Gemara Mesochim. Yom Tovim, we have Chatzil Lachem. Achloikas, but the opinion, accepted opinion is that Yom Tov is Chatzil Lachem and Chatzil Lachem. Chatzil Lachem and Chatzil Lachem. In other words, two halves make one whole. Two Chetzis make one whole. So the Sod of Chatzil Lachem and Chatzil Lachem is where all becomes one, where the Lachem and the Lachem becomes one. The Lachem and the Lachem becomes one when the Yid comes back from Shul. On Yom Tov, and he comes to a Yom Tov Suda, a Heilige Yom Tov Suda, a Malchus Diga Suda with a nice tablecloth and with nice kalim, Lamashcha L'Gdula, and he eats and he feels the Kedusha in the food and he feels the aura, the Kedusha of a Yom Tov Suda. That's Mamish, the Chatzil Hashem and the Chatzil Lachem becoming one Nakuda, becoming Kulei Ruchni. So Chatzil Hashem, the two Chatzis that are one whole, that's a Parashas Emor, that's what the Parashas Emor is talking about. That's all you saw the Pasha's Emma. That's Emma's Tikka Kedusha. When the Gashmi is Nichlal in the Ruchni. So we made it, therefore, that also explains the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. A person who's. What happens when a person dies on Kiddush Hashem? A person is willing to die on Kiddush Hashem, better said. What's he giving up? He's giving up his goof. His neshama is always his nishmas chaim. Fakert, he goes up to Shemaim to a mokum, the greatest mokum. The Yidden who gave up their lives on Kiddush Hashem. Nobody can stand with mechitzosom. They're so great and so high. But if the guf is a separate entity, a person's got a sofik. Should he give his life up or not? But a person who realizes that the guf is mashlim the neshama, is meshamish the neshama, and a person lived his life where the guf became chelik of the neshama, so when it comes to a sofik, should he give his life up or not? There's no question about it. Nothing to talk about. What does it mean to give a life up? You're not giving your life up. When the guf became part of the neshama, it's everlasting. It's forever. Fakert is going even higher. It's becoming even more high, getting even more alive. More chayim by being moisa nefesh. By going up to a mokim where nobody can stand by mechitzosom. So maybe therefore, somebody who's got a shalom ben guf the nefesh, then he'll be able to give his life up. That's the mitzvah of nikdashti. And again, that's why it's called kedusha. Just like marriage is called Kiddushin, because the guf is nichlal in the neshama. Just like the Bais HaMikdash is called Mikdash, because the Gashmi, you bring up your mala, the guf, and you make the guf kodesh like the neshama. So too, v'nikdashti, when a person is willing to give his life up, it shows that his guf and his neshama is one piece. And therefore, it shows that there's no sofik, should the yes, no. Only when the guf is separate to the neshama, so he's going to lose the guf. Then there's a sofik. When the guf and the neshama is one metzias, then there's the v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Then he's willing to give his life up for Kiddush Hashem. Mele, that's the connection between Parshas Kedoshim and between Parshas Emor. And that's what we're working for. Therefore it says Svir So'emeh as well in Parshas Emor. Because the whole meaning of Svir So'emeh is that we don't know how to eat. We don't know how to eat. When we came out of Mitzrayim, we ate machal behema, machal so'erim. The korban o'im is machal so'erim. Meaning the achila, we are on such a low madrega, where the achila is like a behemoth, where the gashmi is kulei gashmi, like Mitzrayim was erev asaretz. We're working to get to the mokum where the achila is going to be bekedusha. Kula alba moed that the batzeres being an ami lachem. Everybody agrees on shavuos need the lachem, because the lachem points out the tikkun ha'odov that the achila is an achila shebekedusha. In between Pesach and shavuos, we're working on our gashmius. We're working on the midas. On our instincts, in order to clean it all out, in order that by Shavuos there should be one Metzias, the Metzias and Neshama. The Ki'ish Echad Belev Echad, the one Neshama that there is in Klal Yisrael. So Meila Sfir Soime is that avoida, coming from a Machal Behema to a Machal Adam, from a life where the Ruch, where the Gashmi is L'shem Gashmi is. To a life where the Gashmis is Nichlal in the Ruchnis. And therefore, my Mamad Hasina by Shavuos, Rashi says in Pashas Yisroi, he was like a Chosna Yoytze Likruskala. A Chosna Yoytze Likruskala. He was the Bechino of Ishta Bekagufa between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the luchos was going to be the erusin, kiyudua, etc. We should be zoicha beiz Hashem is barach to be mekadosh b'mutzalacha, to be mekadosh aguf, to be mekadosh aramach yivor, which is agidim, and the whole world should be in the sakan oilu malcha shakai. Should be zoicha beiz Hashem is barach. Chibur of Shmaim Oretz, but Yemahu Yi Hashem Echad Shmo Echad Meir B'Yemenu Amen.